Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the Chester Mystery Cycle, and we're at play 21, the Fishmonger's Play of Pentecost. And Pentecost is not short. It's very churchy, version of the Creed, songs, general genuflection from the disciples, ending in a slightly sad, bittersweet ending, as the disciples all go their various ways, largely we know to die horribly, never to meet again. But they're all great at languages now, so that's fun. You can go to the show notes to find a nice, accessible online version of the text to follow as you listen at your leisure. Anyway, here is the first stab at getting into the play. This was workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare irregulars on a dull Saturday morning in October 2018. There are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. More fulsome audio versions of all these exploring session plays one day will be released, and the order of which we do that will be dependent on you. Become a patron, and you can vote for the ones we do next, based on these recordings. And as we'll be recording a proper version of this anon, please share your thoughts or suggestions about where we go from here. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse either on our Patreon page by joining us, or on Twitter at Beyond Shakes, or you can email us, admin@beyondshakespeare.org. The irregulars were Liz Cole, Richard Fawcett, Mark Scanlon, and Alan Scott, and I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is Play 21 of the Chester Mystery Cycle. Enjoy.
Right, so the next one is The Fishmongers, which is ironic, because we've just done two plays featuring fish.
Well, we'll skate over that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Peter has the starring role in this. Now, beware, what we've got coming up is a lot of disciples. The important thing is to remember that Matthew is not the same as Matthias, because Matthias is the disciple being welcomed into the ranks of the apostles. There's the sort of balance that goes on. Matthew is already within. I think I've got that right. I might have got that wrong. But it's a sod trying to figure out which one was which in the text. So it may be for the listening public that every so often you may hear me dub in Matthew says rather than Matthias. So all of the disciples speak at some point, so we kind of have to work the room again. But I don't think any of them say anything particularly important in terms of them having a character. We will worry about what happens when we get to page 79 and God turning up. If you remain as Peter, that seems logical. Richard, you can be a... We'll work our way around the... if you be Matthias, actually.
Okay.
I think that sort of makes sense. And then we'll be all the other disciples. And I genuinely don't think we should worry about us being a specific, meaningful... making it clear who we're supposed to be. I think we just simply go us three in order.
Yeah.
And leave them to be... it might be a case we ask Richard to read in the odd one, but I think if we keep him as the one being elected in, and that makes sense for those listening at home, or for that matter, me listening later on going, what the f*** is going on? Okay, so the Fishmonger's Play. It's not a desperately long one. Peter, however, goes on for a bit. Go, Peter.
My dear brethren, everyone, you know well, both all and one, how our Lord is from us gone, to bliss that lasteth aye. Comfort now we have none, save his behest to leave upon. Therefore live we in this one that never one wend away. Lend you stiff in our prayer, for well I wot without him were. He will send us a counsellor, his ghost as he be hate. Therefore lend we all right here, this faithful fellowship in fear. Till our Lord, as he can us lear, send us of heaven light.
And there's these little indications. So obviously you're sort of hunkered down with them all. And then it says that you stand up. So it's a more general to the audience, I think, this next bit. So the first bit was to the main body of people. And this is a more general everybody.
Preach to the choir and then to the congregation.
Exactly.
My dear brethren, fair and free, holy scripture leave you me. Fully must fulfil be that David said before. All of the Holy Ghost had he, touching Judas, witten ye, that sold our master for money, and now is clean forlorn. Among us numbered that wretch was, to preach the faith in each place. And now his hire fully he has, for hanged himself hath he. His body burst and for his trespass. soul damned without grace. Therefore, as the psalter mine mace, fulfilled now must be. Therefore, men that now be here, and fellows that they with us were, with Jesus Christ our Master dear, in earth living was, that you that seen his power, his miracles many in good manner, dying, rising, both in fear, may best now bear witness. Matthias, I read, here be one, and Joseph that I with us hath gone, for whom we cast two lots anon, and busk us all to pray. Whether of them it is God's will, this same office to fulfil.
We assent us all thereto, for that is the best way.
Now, I'm just going to raise a slight question here. Why do they have to have the same number? And what happens to Joseph when he loses? I'm sorry, you know, I know this is nitpicking, but, you know, if they're both perfectly good... Okay, so they all said it's a great idea. Go, Peter.
Thou Lord that knowest all thing, each heart and will of man living, show us hereby some tokening, whom that we shall take, and whether of these is thy liking. In Judas' stead that be standing, thy name to preach to old and young, and whether that thou wilt make. This lot is fallen, brethren free, and Matthias all men may see. To us therefore I take thee, and apostle thee make.
And yes, just before we go in, presumably there's a bit of a moment is made, and I forgot to mention, yes, there's a brief bit of genuflection as well, when we all spoke at the same time, we're all supposed to genuflect. It's also, I just think we should, I forgot to mention earlier, it was just going back to, you know, mentioning what happened to Judas. We don't have a Judas suicide in this cycle.
It's off stage.
It's mentioned in passing, and I think this is was it vaguely mentioned earlier? I don't think it was.
I don't recall.
Annas and Caiaphas might have mentioned it, but I could be making that up.
I don't think
this cycle's...
I'm sure there was a throwaway sentence.
There might have been
somewhere.
A throwaway that now he's dead or something like that. But that's the first time. It's quite a... His body burst and... So it's this idea that he's rotting. He hangs himself and his body rots away and bursts. And it's sort of... soul down. It's a really quite unpleasant thing. Anyway, so they cast lots... And it's Richard, lucky he.
Yes, it is. Yea, honoured be God in Trinity, though I unworthy there to be, and to you that have chosen me, die will I for his sake.
Now, Peter. Yes. Now, Peter, brother, go we and pray for evermore I'm in May. My sovereign, how I heard him say, here in your company.
He would not leave us by no way, fatherless children in good fay, but rich us soon in better array with his ghost graciously.
Yea, brethren, also verament, to us be said in good intent, in earth here while he was present, and with us could lend.
But if so were that he ne went, his ghost to us should not be sent, and if he yode there were we were lent, it he would to us send.
Yea, sweet and liking was his lore, and well ye wot that they were not yore, but a little while before, ere he to heaven straight.
He bade we should not go away from Jerusalem to no country, but there abide, sooth to say, his hest from an height.
Also he said to us each one that his foregoer, St. John, with water baptized many one, while that he was here.
But we shall baptize without boast, fully with the Holy Ghost, through help of him that is most, soon after withouten were.
We mind thereon less and more, yet some that stand on him before, asked him whether he should restore that time all Israel.
And he answered, and on right, that time know you ne might, that all in his father's will was pight, for that he must conceal.
Yea, brethren, that time he us behight, the Holy Ghost should in us light, that we might tell to each wight his deeds, all by deen in Jerusalem and Judea, where in world so ever walk we, and Samaria that men should see, as after may be seen. Got that?
It's Peter.
Kneel we down upon our knee, and to that Lord now pray we. Soon I hope that he will see to his disciples all.
Yea, in his life so taught he, ask and have with heart free. Righteous boon shall granted be when men will on him
call, and we all genuflect again, and we sing Veni Creator Spiritus, which...
You could do the mala.
Yeah. And we all have a good sing-song, and then Jacobus Major takes up the thread.
Come, Holy Ghost, come, Creator, visit in our hearts in this store. Thou art man's conqueror, and grant us, Lord, thy grace.
Thou that art called Counselor, and sent from heaven as Saviour, well of life, leech of languor, that praying here in this place.
Yea, that in 50 days would conceal grace of thy ghost about to deal, as thou promised for man's heal, appear now, since I pray.
Light our wits with thy wheel, put life in our thoughts' leaf. Foursom thy friends that be frail, with virtue's lasting eye.
Vanish our enemies far away, and grant us peace, Lord, to our pay. For while thou art our leader, we may eschew annoy.
Though thy might know we may, the Father of Heaven in good fay, and thou his Son, sooth to say, thou art in company.
Worship be thou ever and oh, the Father and the Son also. Let thy ghost now from thee go, and faith that we may find.
That we ask with heart throw, to fulsome us against our foe, grant thy men here, one and mo, to have thee ever in mind.
I'm just going to pause here because this is where it gets a bit confusing. So Jesus...
What do you think it is so
far? Well, in a sense, the action that is occurring... And in a sense, the action is straightforward. You know, all the disciples are getting themselves into a fervour as they call for more, you know, send us the Holy Ghost, send it down.
Well, the audience is calling for less.
Yes. More, less. Then we get Jesus, and it's actually one version of the script. He's down as little God. And then God... also appears.
Godlet.
But God is speaking of himself as Jesus, and it's slightly confusing in your head, but they are, I'm 99.9% certain, they are supposed to be different actors. But they're talking as if they're the same person.
Which...
Except when he's talking about him being another person. God's dialogue changes and shifts. So I'm going to say, for the sake of it, Richard, if you would do both.
Right.
But just to say, so the first... 6 lines is as Jesus, and then I'll talk through the stage direction. But anyway, Christ speaks in heaven thusly.
Glorious Father, fair and free, you know well of your deity that I have done your will. The apostles that you have chosen to me with grace, wisdom and prophecy, that you will them fulfil.
And so the Spirit, Holy Spirit, passes over the disciples at this point, and God speaks at the same time.
God comes from somewhere else.
I don't even know if he's physically... I think God speaks, sometimes you just hear the word of God, you don't always see him. And I sort of wonder with this one.
Right. My son beloved, life and dear, your healthful asking ever hear, that you ask is not to arrear. I know your clean intent. With will full, liberal and clear, my ghost to them shall appear to make them wiser than they were. That is my full assent. My ghost to earth shall go down with 7 gifts of renown, there to have by devotion confirm them to be sad, that they may be ever ready bone in heaven bliss to wear the crown, ever to reign in possession, there to be merry and glad. My patriarchs and prophets here, that through their faith to me were dear, angels and archangels clear, all in my bliss wanting, ye wot well with uten weir, how I have mended in good manner man that was lorn through Lucifer and through his own liking. My son I sent down from my sea into a virgin fair and free, and manhood took as liked me on man to have mercy, that righteousness might saved be. Seeing man had lost his liberty, I made man in one degree his bail behoved to be. Now man fully have I bought, and out of bail to bliss brought. His kind also, as me good thought, is mixed within my Godhead. this man that I have made of naught, that Satanas through sin had sought. By this way I have so wrought, none good in hell be led. But while I was in that degree, in earth abiding, as man should be, chosen I have a good many, on which I must have mind. Now they have made their moan to me, and prayed especially as I see, whom I must suffice with heart free, or else I were in kind. Throughout the world they shall gone, my deeds to preach many one, yet steadfastness is in them is none to suffer for me annoy. Fletching yet they be, each one, but men my ghost is them upon, then shall they after be stiff as stone, my deeds to certify. Dread of death, nay, no distress, shall let them of steadfastness. Such love in them and such goodness my spirit shall ever inspire, that to speak and express all languages that ever yet was, they shall have cunning more and less through force of heavenly fire. And they shall have full power to baptize men in water clear, that believen in good manner to have full mind on me, and on all such withouten weir, the Holy Ghost at their prayer shall light on them, that they may leer in faith steadfast to be. Now will I send anon in high to my brethren in company, my ghost, to glad them graciously, for that is their willing, in likeness of fire freely, that they may strengthen be thereby my works to preach more steadfastly, and thereby more cunning.
Yes, God. Doesn't half go on. But it is that thing that, yes, it is God speaking, but he does talk about himself being as man at some point. So it is an interesting little speech.
And they're all hanging on every syllable. Oh, yeah, I see what he means. Just like us.
It does go on a little bit. Then God sends the Holy Spirit down. Two angels have a little sing-song, and singing the fire goes on. And when they finish singing, two angels have a little chat. If you could be angel one, you could be angel two, please. Mm-hmm.
Rest well, all that been here. My Lord you greets, and his ghost dear. He bids you dread no boast nor beer of Jews for knee near. But look you go anon in high, into all the world by and by, and also preach the faith meekly, and his word so dear.
And through this ghost that I you bring, you shall have understanding of every lead speaking, whatsoever they say. And this word that is fleeting, you shall despise over all thing, and heaven at your ending you shall have to your pay.
Okay, we then go into brethren circle around once again. I'm going to, for this point, because you're all basically the same person, apart from Mark will keep us being Peter, I think we will now do a four-way turnaround, because I don't think it matters who speaks at any particular point. I think they're all just a load of people speaking one after the other. So let's sort of rattle through this one, because I suspect if we take it slow, it's going to get really tedious.
It sounds like a definition of a play.
Yeah.
A load of people speaking one after the other.
Oh, yeah, but in this case, there is literally one after the other, and I think they're all in order. And then when we get to the end, if there's something interesting does happen at the very end. So, you know, that's a little promise for you. But if you stay with Peter, and we'll alternate, so you're Andrew, and then around in a circle. Go, Peter!
Hey, mercy, Lord, full of might, both I feel and see in sight. The Holy Ghost is on us light, of fire this house full is.
Now have we that was us behight, for all of love my heart is pight. And wiser then is any wight, me think I am, I wis.
Yea, Lord, blessed must thou be, for both I see and eke I for both I feel and eke I see. The Holy Ghost is light on me, thus quit I am my meed.
For such love by my luty, this fire shall have set in my heart free, that death to die for my master truly, I have no manner of dread.
And I thank thee, both God and man, for since this fire light me upon, of all languages well I can, and speak them at my will.
Yeah, go around.
I that before was but a phone, and waxen as wise as Solomon. There is no science, but I can thereon and cunning to fulfil.
And I, that never could speak thing, save Hebrew, as I learned young, and now I can speak at my liking all languages, both low and high.
And so stiff I am of believing that I doubt neither prince ni king, my master's miracles for to ming, and for his love to die.
Ay, blessed be my master dear, that so little a while can us leer. All languages that ever were, upon my tongue been light.
My belief is now so clear, and love in heart so printed here, to move my mind in no manner, where there is no man hath might.
Yea, since this fire came from on high, I am waxen so wondrous slay, that all languages far and high, my tongue will speak now aright.
Now sith my lord to heaven's sight, and send his ghost as he be hight, to all distresses now am I dight, and die for the love of God Almight.
Now, brethren, I read us all in fear. Make we the creed in good manner of my Lord's deeds dear, that gladded us hath today. And I will first begin here, since Christ betook me his power, lewd hereafter that we may leer, to further them in their fame. I believe in God omnipotent, that made heaven and earth and firmament, with steadfast heart and true intent, and he is my comfort.
I believe, where I am lent, in Jesu, his Son, from heaven sent, very Christ that us hath kent, and is our elder's Lord.
And I believe, without boast, in Jesu Christ of might most, conceived through the Holy Ghost, and born was of Mary.
And I believe, as I can see, that under Pilate suffered he, scourged and nailed on a rude tree, and buried was his fair body.
And I believe, and sooth can tell, that he ghostly went to hell, delivered his that there did dwell, and rose the third day.
And I believe fully this, that he stayed up to heaven bliss, and on his Father's right hand is, to reign for ever and aye.
And I believe with heart steadfast that he will come at the last to judge mankind as he hath cast both the quick and the dead.
And I believe he shall be most in virtue of the Holy Ghost, and through his help without boast my life I think to lead.
And I believe, through God's grace, such life as Holy Church has, that God's body granted was, to use in form of bread.
And I believe with devotion, of sins to have a remission, through Christ his blood and passion, and heaven when I am dead.
And I believe, as well me mon, in the general resurrection, of each body, when Christ is bone, to doom both good and evil.
And I believe, as well we may, everlasting life after my day, in heaven to have ever and aye, and so overcome the devil.
Now, brethren, I read all we, go each one to diverse country, and preach to shire and to city, the faith as Christ us bade.
Yeah, I'll read this one. Yea, leave brethren, kiss now we each on other before we die, for God's will must fulfilled be, and that is now great need. Okay, we pause briefly here because we suddenly get these two random foreigners turn up.
Both of them linguophones.
Yeah, exactly. it's a bit odd. It's a strange thing if you could do the two foreigners, foreigner number one, foreigner number two. Or alien, as I've got in mind.
A fellow, for God's pity, are not these men of Galilee? Our language they can as well as we, as ever I eat bread.
Yea, well I wot by my liberty, that within these days three, one of them could not speak with me, for to have been dead.
Of all languages that have been hereby, that come to Mesopotamia, Cappadocia and Jewry, they jangle without ween. Of the Isle of Pontius and Assaye, Friesland and Pamphylae, Egypt, right into Libby, which is beside Cyrene.
Yea, also men of Araby, and of Greece that is thereby, heard them praise full tenderly, God of his great grace. And we heard them wittily, praise God fast, both thou and I, follow them therefore, and espy how girth this wondrous case.
And there we reach where we sort of began. As we go, then it goes into the prophet's play. It's a shame because there's actually some dramatic stuff in there that could be done more with, which is the fact that they will never see each other again. Who? The disciples.
Oh, right.
It's Exian separately, isn't it?
Yeah, they all say goodbye to each other, and they all go to spread the word, and they all mostly die horrible deaths. Oh, the joys. But you only get four lines, I think, on that. There's eight lines. You get Peter, and then Andrew says, kiss we each other goodbye before we die. And that's literally all we get. And I imagine that there's more to that in stage terms, in terms of things happening. But that's all we get in terms of text. And then we get these two random foreigners turn up at the end just going, oh. It's strange. I asked directions the other day and he couldn't tell me a thing.
It's a bit like Doctor Who, isn't it? Doesn't matter where they go, everybody understands
absolutely,
each other.
Absolutely, translation. Yeah.
Where's the Babel fish?
Well, exactly. We've got them doing the creed, which is a version of the creed.
It's almost exactly.
And you don't get that anywhere else. No. You don't get that anywhere else. They don't do it. And that's quite an interesting thing. And again, that sense you can make that into something, and with a believing audience, that functions better. That has a power and weight to it.
Yeah, but there's me thinking, well, actually, they might as well have gone to church to do this, and at least if it rained, be indoors.
Yes, absolutely. The first half has that sort of spectacle element to it again, in the sense that, angels singing, God has a long speech. There's some music to that, so there's that theatricality to it, and then actually it's almost bringing it down to we're all going to just kneel and say the creed. But not the actual creed, so it's not like the audience can quite follow.
Or join in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Although
they might say amen a lot. I mean, we don't know.
It works quite nicely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no.